This is Industry Matters, powered by BGM, a post-acute healthcare podcast about community, connections, and belonging. BGM is a member service organization serving durable and home medical equipment providers and manufacturers. BGM also has communities for respiratory, complex rehab, women's health mastectomy, home accessibility, and orthotics and prosthetics. With BGM, you're part of something bigger. Welcome to Industry Matters. In today's episode, Boone Locker, Director of BGM Respiratory, talks with Encore Healthcare and MedSouth Inc. about their partnership and the positive outcomes MedSouth Inc. has seen using Encore's Nexus software and program. You won't want to miss this amazing story of how MedSouth Inc. and Encore are changing people's lives.
Welcome to our next podcast in the BGM Respiratory Podcast Series. If you're listening to this podcast today, there's a strong possibility that you're an HME provider of respiratory services and you're in the right spot. Hello, friends. This is Boone Lockard, and I'm grateful to be with you here today. I'm honored to have joining our conversation Zach Gant, Chief Executive Officer, and Ray Gregg, VP of Business Development of Encore Healthcare, the maker of the Nexus software, which is the official respiratory management software of the VGM group. And also like to welcome Missy Hill, Clinical Administrator for MedSouth Inc., one of our VGM members. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
So Missy, can you tell us a little bit about the history of MedSouth and how you got started using the Nexus software?
MedSouth, which was founded in 1984, has steadily grown by embracing a model that's highly differentiated from our competitors. Early on, we embraced a strategic plan with emphasis on cultivating joint venture partnerships with hospitals, along with wholly owned HMEs. Currently, we have 20 locations and are licensed in 43 states. We offer full-line home medical equipment with a focus on population health and respiratory disease management. In 2009, we obtained accreditation for clinical respiratory services, and then in 2011, NIV guidelines were established, and over the next several years, our clinical respiratory program was developed. Our goal when we created the program was that it focused on disease management, utilizing a software platform that could also generate data to highlight our patient outcomes. Over the years, we've tried multiple software platforms, which then ultimately led to our partnership with Encore utilizing the Nexus program. MedSouth and Encore has proven to be a good business partnership, which allows us to collaborate to enhance and personalize the program.
Thanks, Missy. That's a great overview. Zach, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about Encore and your perspective on the partnership with MedSouth.
Yeah, I'd love to. Encore was founded in 2015 and really came from my experience, my family experience, and our team's experience on the DME side. And so, you know, we were in the DME space and recognized early on that really we had to bring clinical outcomes to the table to grow the business. And so before starting Encore, I was with a company out of Nashville where we went from 30 ventilator patients in 10 counties of Tennessee to 5,000 ventilator patients across the United States. And we were in about 25, 26 states. And so what I realized, though, that was really missing was the ability to be able to track data, the ability to be able to have a software that did something more than billing or transactions or operational workflow, which is what most of the softwares were focused on. And so the idea for Encore came from experience in the DME space. And so it's not like we were software guys that came in and said, hey, let's build some software for DME. We were DME guys that saw a problem and saw that healthcare was changing. We were moving towards a value-based model and that we needed some kind of solution to be able to track outcomes on respiratory populations, to be able to drive value to our referral sources, drive value to the patient, and be able to start to partner with hospitals and with payers eventually. And so we founded Encore, we built the Nexus software, which essentially is the tool that gets put in the hands of the DME to be able to track things like readmissions, track different styles of outcomes, compliance, those types of things. So all of your documentation, all of your clinical assessments are done in the Nexus software, and then it rolls up into the ability for you to be able to report on that and track things like readmissions. So we can go into a referral source and show them what we've done for their patients on an individual patient basis, but also on a population basis. And so MedSouth is an early adopter. They always have been. If you heard from Missy on their background, they started most everything that that they've done over the years. They started really early. And same thing with Nexus. They were one of the first customers that we had. And we really started to focus on how do we drive the business together? How do we help them to track outcomes and be able to grow their business? And so in being an early adopter, they got in on the ground floor. And so now they've got all this data over the years that they can look back on. And so they've got such a story to tell to referral sources that most of the competition doesn't have. And that's really the key to having something like this, a platform like Nexus, is to be able to drive the value early and be able to have the outcomes to go tell the story to the referral sources about how we're affecting care with a patient.
That's great. And Ray, maybe you can give us a summary on the data you guys have collected and collectively gathered working with MedSouth for over 4 years now.
Yeah, happy to, Boone. So Encore and MedSouth, we recently co-authored a case study for Home Care Magazine. And as part of that case study review, we summarized several of the key outcomes that MedSouth's been able to accomplish since they implemented the Nexus software program. And I really have to say that the results are pretty impressive. They've managed over 3,400 advanced therapy patients. And by that, we mean home ventilator or HFCWO patients in the Nexus platform. And during that time, they've been able to reduce overall hospital readmissions by 66% on average across that patient population. That essentially equates to over 2,300 hospitalizations that have been prevented, which adds up to approximately $17 million in overall healthcare cost savings. And finally, the last statistic, and I would say arguably the most significant from a revenue growth perspective, MedSouth has been able to increase their average length of service for their home vent patients from approximately 10 months prior to starting with Nexus to over 25 months currently.
Wow. The statistics about their average length of service are absolutely astounding. And Missy, can you tell us about the patient mentioned in the case study? Peggy was her name, and her story?
Absolutely. You know, the case study highlights the clinical story of Peggy, but I do want to speak on the more personal side of what the results are showing. So recently, while I was speaking with Peggy, she said something that was truly compelling while we were discussing her journey over the past few years. She said to me, "When the ventilator came into my life, my world was small because I could not even leave my house." And then she started talking about how because of her severe shortness of breath, she could hardly even walk from her bed to the living room or even make her bed in the morning. And she concluded our conversation by saying, 2.5 years ago, if you had told me that 2 years from now, you'll be able to take care of yourself as well as care for your husband, I would not believe it. However, the ventilator turned it all around. And this patient's scenario truly embodies our motto of helping people live better.
Story gives me chills. We're in this to take care of patients, and Peggy's a prime example of the care that you're providing there at MedSouth. Missy, my understanding is Peggy's story was the beginning of a new partnership with Encore and a new model for you to manage oxygen patients. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes. Peggy's story, as highlighted in the case study, is one of many examples of how our MedSouth team proactively strives to bridge any gaps in care and help people live better through early therapeutic intervention. Peggy's story truly exemplifies what we're wanting to achieve, but on a much larger scale. And our partnership with Encore, along with the development of their Oxygen 360 program, is helping bring that goal of ours to fruition.
That's great. And Ray, could you tell us a little bit more about the Oxygen 360 program and how it brings value to the patient and ultimately the HME provider?
Yes, certainly, Boone, be glad to. So the Oxygen 360 program was designed with a few key goals in mind, namely helping to improve the quality of life for oxygen patients in their home while also preventing hospital admissions, and also being able to identify gaps in care the patient may be experiencing, including the needs for advanced therapies like NIV, and or HFCWO. So essentially patients in the program are contacted by an RT navigator from our telerespiratory call center. And this occurs every 30 to 90 days based on that individual patient's risk level. our navigators will engage with the patients using the Nexus software assessments, and that combination of software algorithms and live clinician engagement helps identify any potential gaps in care the patient may be experiencing. When we identify those gaps in care, we'll summarize the patient's status and those findings in a patient progress note that we then provide to our HME partner sales team. So those sales team members can relay the information directly to the patient's physician. We found in about 2.5 years that we've been operating the program that for every 1,000 patients that get started in the program, we'll identify approximately 100 NIV patients and 90 to 95 HFCWO patients over a 12-month period.
Those numbers are amazing. So roughly 10% of patients in the O2 or Oxygen 360 program are qualifying, or we're identifying that they're in need of more advanced respiratory therapy or advanced respiratory services. Missy, can you tell us how MedSouth's sales team interacts with physicians then once the gaps in care are identified?
Our team of account executives have really established respect and trust in their respective medical communities, which is then validated through the exceptional care our patients receive from our respiratory therapists. We foster a team approach to care and provide excellent communication to our prescribers. Our account executives utilize various means of communication with the physicians to keep them updated on patient outcomes. One of the many tools that they utilize is our physician report that Nexus software provides to us. Our account executives collaborate not only with the prescribers, but also with our respiratory therapists to ensure that our patients receive the highest quality of care possible and identify those gaps in care and then relay that back to the physicians.
That's great. So we're really having clinical conversations with these physicians on a patient-by-patient basis. And Zach, as we close out this discussion, can you summarize the value this type of partnership creates for patients and the HME provider?
Yeah, you know, I say all the time that we live in a value-based world, and even if DMEs never get paid under a value-based arrangement, so even if we never get to a value-based payment model because we're still 100% fee-for-service, all of our referral sources and all of our customers are in those models today. The challenge is oftentimes we don't even know it. And so I would guarantee if you're listening to this podcast, you're selling to or getting referrals from somebody who is in a value-based model today and likely somebody who is really entrenched in value-based models, whether it be physician groups or hospitals. But oftentimes we don't even recognize it. And so the fact that we could bring value to them with a model like this, where number one, it drives better outcomes for them, which means more savings and more money back in their pocket. So there's a business model around this. But then also number two, it means more referrals to the HME, because now you're bringing value to your referral source. They send you more business. This is an organic growth engine. You know, when you do models like this, it's going to grow your business organically. And so if you look at the companies across the country in the respiratory space who are booming and who are growing organically, not through acquisitions, but through organic growth, they've got clinical models like this. They've got outcome-based models. And so the early adopters like MedSouth, lots of other companies out there that we could name that are VGM members, that have these types of models, and they're growing rapidly because they're using things like the Nexus software to track outcomes and going to the referral sources and being able to show that value. But not only that, when you bring value like that, it means that you can also go directly to the payer. And so that's what we're starting to see in the relationship with MedSouth, is that now we're working directly with payers to do much larger population health style contracts or value-based contracts. And that's really where the big win comes in, because as DMEs, you know, we've been squeezed for years on the amount that we get paid per product. And so if we can start to show that the value we bring in the home makes such a difference in overall utilization of a patient, meaning that we're reducing hospitalizations, means we're reducing overall spending, we're managing medication spend, all those types of things, they speak volumes to a payer. And so when we start to get into those payer discussions with population health or with the medical side of the payer, then we can really start to bring value, and we can really get into relationships where it's not just about us providing a box, but we're going beyond the box. And so when we think about these types of models, the key to it is we want to go beyond what we're getting paid for with the box, bring the value to our customer, which means organic growth, which means that we're going to also be able to have opportunities to go outside of the traditional DME structure and be able to get paid for our services on top of that. So it's really a new era that we're in. I've heard Ty Bello say many times in presentations that competitive bidding, we had plenty of time to prepare for, but we still didn't prepare very well. And so oftentimes we saw companies who weren't prepared at all, or that were, we struggled through competitive bidding. And so I experienced that myself. And this is really what he says, the shot over the bow, right? It's the warning shot to say that if you're not doing a model like this, it's going to be hard to keep up, right? So think about going into a market where somebody's got, you know, 4 to 5 years worth of data. They can reduce readmissions by 66%. They've improved outcomes and have case studies and have clinical studies and have all this data. Physicians and referral sources are going to send them business because they've got the trust. They've got the data, they've proven their model, and so they're going to get the business. And so the challenge here is that how do you stay relevant when you're trying to compete with somebody like that? And I believe that the future model of DME is all going to be based on outcomes. And whether it's we're getting paid on outcomes or it's just that our referral sources are getting paid on outcomes, either way, that is the future model. And so we got to be able to say how we're bringing value and how we're bringing outcomes to the table if we want to be able to continue to compete in this future market.
Yeah, Zach, thanks for bringing up that quote or example from Ty. You know, when I first heard him say that, it was really a punch to the gut, so to speak. As you, I experienced the same thing. We thought we were ready and we were nowhere near. But Zach, Ray, Missy, is there anything else that you'd like to cover here today?
Just thankful for you guys having us on. Thankful for the opportunity to talk about this. You know, it's something I've been passionate about for many years, and it's really the mission statement of both of our companies, MedSouth and Encore. Is how do we take better care of patients? How do we bring value? And then how do we start to track the outcomes and make a difference for the Peggies of the world? So thank you guys for having us.
Missy, Ray, and Zach, thanks again for your time. Looking forward to our next series here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Industry Matters. Make sure you never miss an episode by visiting vgm.com/Industry Matters Podcast or following Industry Matters on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, or Stitcher.